Okay, so this is one of those times we're listening to the soundbite over and over to try to understand exactly what Sean Spicer meant. I've got Brian Stelter, who just sat down next to me, our senior media correspondent and host of Reliable Sources. And you know, I've heard the soundbite now three times, as it happened, and two other times. And now when he references Holocaust centers,
right?
What do you think he's referencing? Concentration camps?
Well, that's the speculation online. You know, our own Sarah Murray was saying there was sort of a gasp in the room. Some people in the press briefing room were surprised by what Spicer was saying. And it seems like, Brooke, in this case, Spicer was trying to clarify and actually made things much worse. The second soundbite you just played, the time when he was clarifying, it's actually when he says, on his own people, raising the question about whose people. And then later he says he brought them into the Holocaust. It sounds like he says center. Sounds like he's referring to concentration camps as Holocaust centers. Now, wow. Let's let him speak for himself.
Sure.
He's got some more clarifying to do, but I think, Brooke, even by Sean Spicer standards, this is a pretty shocking one. And as your guests were saying a few minutes ago, it seems like every day in the briefing there's something that chips away at Spicer's credibility. He has an incredibly difficult job. He's up there sweating in front of the TV cameras and lights, but it does seem like on a daily basis there's these strains on his credibility. And in this one in particular, I think it's shocking given, well, that it's Passover, that Jews around the world are marking Passover, and that just last night there was a Seder at the White House. President Trump happened not to attend. That's only notable because President Obama did attend the Seders on an annual basis. There's all these contextual issues around this that I think are going to come up now because of the comments at the briefing.
I was just sitting at a dinner last night. I was telling you in commercial break, and there was a couple from Israel whose parents had survived the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking of how they would have heard what Sean Spicer said, and to reference these horrendous gas chambers in which so many men, women, and children were killed as Holocaust centers.
And saying Hitler didn't do it to his own people. In fact, if we're going to get into the weeds here, many German Jews were killed in the Holocaust. By the way, this was a talking point we were hearing yesterday in right-wing media. I think impossible to know for sure if that's where Sean Spicer was hearing this, but a survivor of a Syrian chemical weapons attack was on a Fox News and made a comment about how he believes Assad is worse than Hitler ever was. That comment got picked up by Newsmax and by a Fox News website, you know, made its way around the right-wing blogosphere. I wonder if it's possible that's the kind of thing that Spicer was hearing. We've seen in the past there's been times where President Trump and his aides have tweeted and made comments based on ideas that have circulated in right-wing media.
Do you think this is the worst one?
Ask me that tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, there's a long list of errors and misstatements and confusing comments Spicer's made from the podium.
Okay.
Of course, reporters need to be there asking questions, but it's troubling when he's mispronouncing names like Assad's name, and it's really troubling when he's asked to clarify a comment like this and then seems to make it worse.
Thank you, Stelter.
Thanks.